Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Mem Beis, and we're holding Mem Aleph Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amid. Ki Asur Avdimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shalosh Lishoinos Shamati. The Lishoinos that we're referring to is what we had already in the Mishnah, the Loshon Shel Zahoiris. Loshon Shel Zahoiris means that they took a piece of wool, combed it nicely, and dyed it red. And now this was used for three different purposes. What three different purposes? Sholosh Lishoinos Shamati Achas Shel Parah. One is referring to the Parah Aduma. In the beginning of Parshas Chukas, it says that after the Kohen goes and shechs the Parah Aduma and burns it in the fire, V'lokach HaKohen Eitz Erez Ve'ezoiv Ushni Toiloas V'hishlich El Toich Sreifas HaParah. He has to go and throw into the bonfire of the Parah Aduma Eitz Erez, cedar, the Ezoiv, Hisap, Ushni Toloas. Ushni Toloas doesn't mean he just goes and throws in also a piece of combed or brushed wool that is dyed red, but it means that he actually takes that piece of wool and he ties it around the Eitz Erez, the Ezoiv, and makes out of it a small little bundle which he throws into the fire. The Achishol Sora Mishtalech, a similar type of red piece of wool. Here, it was used to go and tie to the head or to the antlers, to the horns, on the top of the Sora Mishtalech. And the Achashul Metzoira, when the Metzoira, when the Kohen said to the Metzoira, Baruch Hashem, you are now Tohoir, he had to go and take two oifois, and as part of that ceremony, if you will, that ritual, he also had to go and take, it says in the Torah, Ishni Telos. Okay, all three of them are the same material, they're all dyed the same. The question is there any difference? And the Gemara tells us of Rabbi Yochanan, and yes, there's a major difference. Achas Mishkal Asar Zuz, one of them, the weight was 10 Zuz. The Achas Mishkal Shnei Saloim, the other says that the weight was 2 Saloim. The Achas Mishkal Shekel, and the third one was the Mishkal of a Shekel, the weight of a Shekel. What's the difference in the weights between these three? Asar Zuz is 10 Zuz, the equivalent of 10 dinar. Shnei Saloim is the equivalent of 8, because every Sela has in it 4 Zuz, or 4 dinar, so it's 8 Zuz. And Mishkal Shekel, Shekel is a half a Sela, therefore it's only 2 Zuz. So we're talking about 10, 8, or 2. Says now Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Dimi, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'inli Lefarish, and I'm not sure which one is which. Which one has to be the 10, the 8, or the 2 Zuz? Yosef Rabin, when Rabin came on the scene, Pesha Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan said, I will explain it. It depends. Shel Parah, top of the Amid, Mishkal Asar Zuz, Mishkal Soya Mishtalech, Mishkal Shnei Salam, Mishkal Metzoyra, Mishkal Shekel. Okay, what's the reason why this is 10, this is 8, and this is 2? So we already learned about this a little bit in yesterday's Gemara, and basically this is a Shtikl Chazara, and that is because by the Parah Aduma, we need what is called COVID, not to be Chas V'Shalom confused with COVID-19. COVID means it has to have weight. Why does it have to have weight? Because since the Pasuk says, V'lokach HaKohen Eitz Erez V'Ezoi V'Shni Talos V'Hishlech El Toich Tzreifas HaParah, the Gemara learns Toich means it cannot just go and be simply put into the fire and maybe burned to a crisp as it enters into the fire, but it has to have enough weight so that it should fall to the core, to the bottom of the fire, and then get consumed.
It could be consumed by the fire.
It has to be consumed by the fire. But it could be, for instance, what happens if you have a large bonfire which goes up 10 feet, and you throw it into the top. By the time it gets to the bottom, there might not be anything left. Toich Sreifas HaParah tells us that it's got to go to the bottom, into the essence, into the core of the fire. And therefore it has to have weight to it.
Is this where we get the people put on the red bundles?
There is such a quote-unquote minhag, but nothing to do with this Gemara. They say that it's good against Ayin Hara. Where exactly it comes from, I'm not sure, but it's nothing to do with our Gemara. Anyway, so our Gemara says that the Parah's Loshen Shel Zahoiris, this reddish, it's not just red, it also has such a golden hue to it. That's why it's called Zahoiris, it's shining. Anyway, so this Rosh shows the Hoyrus, when you're talking about the Paraduma there, you needed it to have some weight to it, because you wanted it to fall El Toich Sreifas HaPara. So it had to have the weight of tensors. Sur Mishaleach, we learned yesterday that that was Kedei Chalukah. What means Kedei Chalukah? Initially, when you sent off the Sar Mishalech from the base of Migdash, it had on its horns, it had on its head the Lashon Shel Zohayis. As it got to the end of its journey, before it got to over the cliff, we went and cut that Lashon Shel Zohayis into two. One part we left on the head, one part was attached and wrapped around a stone. After the Sar Mishalech met its untimely fate, magically, during the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, the red piece of Zohiris of wool that was wrapped around the stone, guess what? It turned white to go and tell us that even if your sins are like crimson red wool, Kashel Yalbina, Kodesh Baruch Hu will allow for an atonement of the sins so that they should turn white, just like snow. But the point over here is that since it was a longer piece that you had to go and cut into two pieces, one that you left on top of the head and one that you put around the stone, so it had to have more of a mishkel, and that's why it had to have a mishkel of shnei stalag, which is the equivalent of 8 zuz. So it's not as much as the para, but it also had to have more material. Just one more. So Metzayr, on the day that he was told by the Kohen that Baruch Hashem Yetziras has gone away, he takes the two oifos, and the Torah says that in addition he has to go and take the Eitzeris, the Ezoi v'shni Teloas. Oh, so that Shni Teloas, even Mishkel Shekel means a very, very small amount, because since I don't need the Kovet, the weight, to throw into the fire, I also don't have to go and snip it down the middle and tie it to a stone, so I can have a much more symbolic amount, and therefore even Mishkel Shekel was sufficient. Yes,
well,
Ed, you had a question.
I'm looking at the Mishkel. It's unclear. What is the purpose of the red strip of wool? Is this a mark, a demarcation?
You're asking an excellent question. From the Mishnah and from the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, we learned yesterday, it sounded like that the purpose of the Lashon Shel Zohiris was to distinguish it from its colleague, the other Soir Lashem, so they should not get mixed up. Because
after the lots was at the Hashem when
exactly.
Oh, okay.
So Ed is telling us
blood, then he should die, and the other one they looked
on. Well,
which is
the
it?
Other one also gets kishachas.
Yeah,
anyway, the point is, yes, they put the Lashon Shel Zohiris around the head of the Sar Mishaleach, and you remember the Gemara concluded they also put a separate Lashon Zohiris around the neck of the Sar Lashem, but our Gemara doesn't mention that.
You guys get confused real easy. Huh?
We all get confused. I'm sure what Ed wants to ask in addition. Question is, since at the end of the Gemara yesterday we said, the end meaning the initial discussion after the Mishnah, that the Sar Lashem also had a Lashon Shel Zohiris, but it was around the neck, not around the head. The question is, why didn't we mention that there are 4 Lashonis? Why do we only mention that there are 3? We have the Parah, the Sar Mishaleach, the Metzayir, and the Sar Lashem. Anyway, this is not my kasha. This is the last. It's not only Ed's kasha, my kasha. It's also the last Toises on Mem Aleph on the days. But Toises asks, "How do they knock at Nami Shel Sarah Panimi? Why doesn't it mention the 4th one?" That could even be less than the Mishkel Shekel. That could have been a penny, a nickel, a dime. Why? Because the whole purpose of that was just one sole purpose. It shouldn't get mixed up with any of the other kabbanis, and therefore there was no minimum shear whatsoever. Anyway, the Mekeves HaMishnah has a different pshat. Well, okay, so what is that other pshat? The Gemara concluded that when it said in the Mishnah on the second line that the Soir LaHashem, actually the third line, well, the Nishchat Keneged Beis Shechita Asay, so the Gemara asks, what does that mean? Does that mean that we line up the Soir LaHashem just like we lined up the Soir LaZazel? But the Soir LaZazel had its nose, had its face facing towards the Shad Nikanor, because Hamidai Keneged Beis Shiluchai, the way we're going to send the Sar HaMishaleach out in another hour from now. Ula Nishchat said in the Mishnah Keneged Beis Shechitasai, which means if you learn the first pshat of the Gemara, that it goes in the direction towards the Kodesh Kodashim towards the Heichal, so therefore it had to be stood up in the opposite formation. This one with the head towards Mizrach, this one the head towards Ma'arav. Or the Mishnah said, the Gemara said, maybe Lanishcha Kenege Beish Chitos, it means that you put a Lashon Shel Zahiris around the neck of the animal, just like you put a Lashon Shel Zahiris on top of the head of the Sar Mishtalech. And the Gemara concluded, if you recall the last of the narrow lines on Mem Aleph Amit Beis, Shema Mina Akshira Koy, Shema Mina. We see from the Mishnah and from that Braisa that when we're talking about the Lenishchat Keneged Beis Chitasa, it doesn't mean how you stand it up, but it means how you go and take the Lashon Shel Zahiris and put it around the neck. Freitach de Rosh, in Atachinanta that we say on Yom Kippur, in the Avodah of the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, on Yom Kippur, there we recite a lot of what it says in the Mishnah and the Gemara, and there it says, Amida Keneged Beis Shiluchai, we don't mention anything about a Kshira around the neck. And therefore it would appear from the Machzorim that we have the wrong shot in the Gemara. That's the Rosh's Kasha. Says Mekeves HaMishnah, Eina Chanavi, that Gemara ended off, Shema Mina, Kshira Koy, Shema Mina. But if that's the case, why did Rabbi Dimi Omer Rabbi Yochanan at the bottom of the Amud say that there are four Lishoinis? Why does he say that there are only three Lishoinis? He says Mekeves HaMishnah, not like Toises. He says that Rabbi Yochanan argues with the Gemara that we had before. And he holds that in fact there was no such kshir around the neck, and the pshat in the mishnah and neither can shiluchai that they went and set up the soir in the opposite direction of the soir la azosa. Therefore, based on that, the lashon of the machsoirim works perfectly, and in fact, it was a midoy, and there was no kesher. Anyway, we got off on a tangent. We're back to the top of Membeis Omer Aleph. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Pligi Bar Rav Shimon Ben Chalafta V'Rabbanan B'Pora. Although we just got finished saying that when it comes to the Pora, it's Mishkel Asor Zuz, now the Gemara says that in fact it's a Machloikis. One man the Yama holds Chad Omer Mishkel Asor, like we just said, V'Chad Omer Mishkel Shekel, and the other one says, no, you don't need such a Kovet. Because if you recall yesterday in the Gemara, Rava said, Kovet Tanoihi, whether or not the Pora Duma, the Shni Talas that you threw in, whether it has to have a minimum weight that you go Toich Sreifas Apara or not, that's in fact a Machlekes. And he put a Machlekes Tanoim, which was four or five lines from the bottom of the Yomud. According to that second man Yomud, there is no requirement of any minimals or minimum in terms of the weight, and therefore even Mishkel Shekel is also fine. Now notice that we have three weights altogether. We had the Asar Azuz, which is the 10, the Sur Mishtalech, we had the Shnei Saloim, which was the 8, and then we had the Mishkel Shekel, which was 2 Zuz. Here in this Machloikis that Rabbi Yochanan is bringing, there's a Machloikis whether it had the first shear or it had the third shear. We don't bring the middle shear, right? We have either the Asar Azuz, that was the top one, and then we have the third one, Mishkel Shekel. But we didn't mention at all about the Shnei Saloim, vis-a-vis the part. And therefore says the Gemara, the Simonech, so that you'll be able to remember it. After the shear is over, people are going to ask you, tell me, what was the minimum amount of Lashon Shel Zahiris? What was the minimum weight of the Lashon Shel Zahiris we needed for the part? So you're going to say, what? We started with Gemara that there were three weights. The answer is no. This Machloikis is either the first or the third, but not the middle one. That's the Siman, Echad Amarba, the Echad Amamit, but don't even think that the middle one is one of these Shittas. It's either the maximum or the middle. The machlokes that we just cited, the name of Shimon Chalafta, Rabbanon, that was not a machlokes that God made. Horaduma, El Besor Mishdaleach, Pligi. We got the Besor Mishdaleach, whether you needed the 10 Zuz or whether even a Mishkel Shekel was sufficient. Now, how are you going to remember that according to Rabbi Yirmi Midifti, there was the machlokes not about Parah, but by Sur HaMishtaleach? So the Gemara tells us about something which was tragic at the time, but is a good mnemonic, a good simon for us to remember. Because Vahu Yoima, on that day of the Machloikis, about the weight of the Lashon Shel Zahiris, that day Noch Nafshi, the Rabbi Bar Kisi passed away. Apparently he had nothing to do with this Machloikis, but he passed away. And we see from Rashi that he was a great tzaddik. when he passed away. Based on that, they gave a siman and they said, today, when Rabbi Bar Chisi passed away, he's mechaper, because we know Misa Siddiqui mechaper, as his kapara, his passing, will be an atonement for Klal Yisrael, just like the Sir Mishtaleach acts as an atonement for Klal Yisrael. So therefore, if anybody's going to ask you, tell me about which of the two was the machloikis. Was the machloikis about the parah or about the Sir Mishtaleach, as to whether it was Asar Azuz or Mishkal Shekel? You'll tell him, based on this last Chikul Gemara, that was probably about the Sar Mishtaleach, because that was the same day that Rabbi Bar Kisi passed away. And I remember at the time they were saying that his passing is Nebuch as grave to Klal Yisrael, but also as an atonement for Klal Yisrael, just like the Sar Mishtaleach. And that's what they argued about that day.
I guess his name forever, that'll be associated with that.
Exactly right. Beautiful.
Yeah, but that is not so clear, because you have Yom Yerimigifti, who's argued with Ravina, so it's not so. I mean, that's only according to the last sheet.
Exactly, could you be Yom Yerimigifti, 100%.
So you had a mnemonic according to one.
You're 100% right. By the way, it doesn't say that Ravina argues. The Yom Yerimigifti said this to Ravina. Before it said, Amr Yoichanan Pligi Bar of Shimon. Yeah, no problem. And Rav Yirmiyah said, with all due respect, great Rabbi Yochanan, the Machloikas wasn't a bad part of the Machloikas, about Sar Mishtaleach, and for all generations remember, because today Rabbi Bar Kisi passed away, etc. Good. New shtickel. You can put two dots over here. And we saw the beginning of new shtickel. Om Rav Yitzchak. Shtei shchitoi shamati achas shel paroh v'achas shel paroi achas ksheira bizar v'achas psula bizar v'yedana hayminayu. We know that throughout the year, when you have to bring any carbon, whether it's a carbon tomish or shachat, tomish or bena boyim, whether any carbon musaf, any carbon that a person is bringing, even a diva salev, any chatos, any osham, any oila, shlom, whatever, a shchita ksheira bizar. The question is, there are two very, very exceptional times that we shecht, and the question is, what's the halacha there? Now, there's one annual exceptional case, and that's on Yom Kippur itself, and that's the par of the Kohen Gadol, and you have to have a shechita there too. Do you say here too that shechita ksheira bizar? That's number one. And number two, you have the par aduma, which you had a few of them, six or eight, and Mit Shamsun to be another one, which was used, of course, in Matar Klal Yisrael. Can a zar go and check the par, or does it have to be done by a Kohen? And that's going to be the machloikis now, Rav and Shmuel, as well as other man diyomim miyat Hashem on the Amid Beis, and that will take us to the next few minutes in miyat Hashem. So once again, Omri Yitzchak Shnei Shchita Shemati. I heard about two shchitois, achas shel par, meaning the par aduma, the achas shel paroi, paroi meaning the par of the koyin gadol, achas ksheira bizar, one of them is kosher bizar, the achas psula bizar, the other one is pasul bizar. And I don't know which one is which. And in fact, itmar, we have this machloikis, shchitas para uparoi. Rav Shmuel Chad Omar Paro Psula Paroi Ksheira Paraduma Zor is no good. By the partial Kohen Gadol, a Zor is good. Chad Omar Paroi Psula Paro Ksheira. Just the opposite. That the Paroi is no good. Make sure it's the Kohen Gadol. Paro Ksheira, but when it comes to the Paraduma, a Zor is kosher. So it doesn't identify who said what. It just said Chad Omar Chad Omar. It's time Rav who the Omar. So I'm going to bring you a raya now that Rav is the one that holds the paraduma zor is possible. Yom Rav Zera, and then there's a gears on the side from the grod. Yom Rav Zera, Omer Rav, shchitas para bizar psula. Oh, very clear. Shchitas para bizar psula. Be Omer Rav Allah. You know why? Because Elazar v'chukah shadinu ba. Because the Torah says Elazar, and it says chukah. What does it say Elazar? So we have the benefit of Torah Arash Shalem. This is the very beginning of Parshas Chukas. So is Chukas a Torah Shetziv Hashem Leimar. V'yikoylecha Pora Aduma Tzmima She'ein V'mum Hashaloy Ola Oleha Oil. The next verse it says, Unisatam Oysa El Elozer HaKoyin V'hoitzi Oysa El Michutz LaMachana V'shachar Oysa Lefanov. Ah, so you see Elozer HaKoyin was in charge. As we'll see, Mitchum in the base, Elazar HaKoyin was the Skan Koyin Godel, the right-hand man, so to speak, of Aharon HaKohen, who was the Kohen Gadol, and you hand over the parah to Elazar the Skan. And what do you do? And the Gemara understands meaning that Elazar HaKohen was the one that shechted the parah. And since the parasha begins, so it's chukasa toira shetziva Hashem leimor, it's a choik. Anytime it says choik, it means it's got to be this way or the highway. It is a choik, it's a statute, whether you understand it, whether you like it or not, it's ma'akid, it's got to be a law. If that's being the case, Azor is not the koyin, and therefore he cannot do the shechita is possible. V'rav, maishna para, yachsiv, a law of a chukka. That was a very good mekoyer, very good source. But paroi nami oxim, aharon v'chuka. We have something very parallel there too. What is aharon v'chuka? Now we have posik gimel and posik dalet, or gimel 3 and 4. V'hikra v'aharon es parachatos hashaloi. Aharon hakoyin shechted his parachatos. V'chipa bada v'yad beisoy, etc. And v'shochat es parachatos hashaloi, and he shechted it. Aharon hakoyin shechted it. And then it says chuka. What is a chuka? Number 4. So just like you told me, Lagabi the Paradum, it says Alozer, and it says Chuka. So it's Chukas Atoira. It says the exact same thing. It says Aharon HaKohen, and Zois Lechem Lechem Lechukas Oyla. Also Chuka. As a Bazoi, why do we say that the Choik by Alozer, by Parah, is Ma'akev, not Azor? And when it comes to Yom Kippur, you say, anybody, even Azor, can go and check. Everything more does Nishvek, Shechita Lav Avoidi. We've said this all along throughout Seder Kodshim, and we've had this numerous times, that Shechita is not considered to be an Avoida for these purposes. For other purposes, of course it is, but not for these purposes. And therefore, anybody can go and check, even Azor. But for it, you effect the shechita the same way. Somebody has to go and take a chalif and check. If it's not an avoida legabe the paroi, the par of the kohen gadol, why is it a shechita with a capital shin legabe the paraduma that you have to have dafka a kohen? Everything marshani par the kochi b'digabayis. How can you compare when you're talking about the par of the kohen gadol? That's in the Beis Hamikdash. There a zar is okay. But you're talking about a parah aduma, which is not geshocht in the Beis Hamikdash. It's on the har hazeisim, the har hamishcha, which is over in the side. Oh, there you have to have dafka koyin. Frey Tigmara, come on. Are you thinking straight? Falaf koshchenu. Isn't it a koshke? In other words, madach, when you're talking about the koyin, you're talking about the avoide in the Beis Hamikdash. And you're saying shchita lav avoide, even though you're talking about a karban, which has kedushas haguf. And it's in the Beis Hamikdash. Shechita doesn't have to have a kohen. Anybody can do it. Here you're talking about kochi bedik abayis, which of course is a lesser degree. It's not kedushas haguf, it's kedushas zomim. And you're not shechting in the Beis Hamikdash, you're shechting it outside. So therefore, obviously, it doesn't have all the hilchos, halachos that are involved when you're talking about a karban. If that's the case, it should certainly be a lesser standard. And if in the Beis Hamikdash you don't need a kohen to go and check, then for sure you don't need a kohen to go and check the paraduma outside the Beis Hamikdash. Om Rav Shish Bereder Ad Idi Al Pisvara, you're right. But neither to have a maris negoyim to lava voidi ubaye kahuna. As we talk from time to time about a mitzvah, that if someone is afraid that he has that these blotches that he has on his hands, on his legs, on his body, or that he has on the walls of his house, or on his begodim, he finds all of these blotches, and he says to himself, oh, it appears to be negaturas. Who's going to make the determination? Not the Rav, not the Bezin. It's going to be the Kohen. V'huva l'Kohen, v'roa Kohen, v'shava Kohen. The Kohen has to make all these determinations. Now, this is not a voida. It's not a Beis Hamikdash. You have to have someone who's going to tell us, is it a Maranega or is it not a Maranega? Is it now Baruch Hashem healed? Or unfortunately the person has to be Mechutz L'machaneh. Oh, you need a Kohen for that. So, it's not an Avoida. Says the Gemara, the same thing applies to Paraduma. It's not an Avoida, it's not in the Beis Hamikdash. But nevertheless, just like Maranegoyim needs a Kohen, the shechita of the paraduma also needs a koyen.
Wouldn't the shechita of the ofo of the bird that you do for the mitzvah be a more direct parallel to the shechita of the paraduma? Here it's just maros negoyim. It's seeing, it's saying. There's really not much action involved.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case of the shechita, when you have the two ofos for the mitzora, there you have a shechita, here you have a shechita. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that have been a better parallel?
But the Gemara is saying that the halachas of negoyim, do you have to have a koyin by that shechita?
I can't imagine not having a koyin. I didn't realize, the question occurred to me, but I assumed you did.
Right, you have to look it up probably in the Maseches Negoyim, whether it's required or not. Our Gemara doesn't address that. Our Gemara only addresses, in general, Hilchos Maaris Negoyim. Your assumption that it probably does require is probably a built-in kavachayman. All the other aspects of negoyim require a koyin,
yes.
And the shechita should certainly require a koyin, and that's what the Gemara is telling us. Just like over there, the shechita, if it's required, as well as all of the other rules and regulations involving maris negoyim, have to be determined by a koyin, even though it's not an avoida. The two oifas that you're talking about is not inside the Beis Hamikdash, also outside.
Yes, so right.
Exactly. So the same thing applies over here. This is outside the Beis Hamikdash. It's paraduma. Here too, you need a koyin, even though it's not an avoida, because it's one of the kohanic responsibilities, rules and regulations. He's got to take care of the paraduma, just like a koyin is in charge worrying about the maris. So that's all according to Rav. Ule Shmuel the Omar Horei Psula. According to Shmuel, it says that a zor that shechs the par is possible. It's got to be done through the Kohen Gadol. Maishna Paroi. What would be the svara lechayda? The same makar that we just gave. Dechseva haroin b'chuka. It says in the pasuk. Deika b'harin es parachatas asher loy. His poroi, his par has to be a haroin. And it says voices ois lecham lechukas oilam. It's got to be a chuka. No paranami hoksev elos b'chuka. Same thing. So therefore, the same halacha should apply. The gavi paraduma should dafka have to be a lozer and not a zor. Everything more shani hosam dechseva shachar ois. Shmuel, look at the pasuk once again, and you'll see the pasuk is much more meduyak like me than like Rav. Because what does it say in the pasuk? This is number one in the Torah Arishalim. What do you give to the Elazar Kohen? You give him the Parah Aduma Tamima. Asher Ein Bamum Asher Loi Aleh Aleha Oil. Unisatam Oisah, give it to Elazar Kohen. V'hoitzi Oisah Michos LaMachne, he takes it outside the Machne. V'shochat Oisah Lifanav. Now who shechs it? The way Rav learned is V'shochat, meaning that Elazar HaKohen shechted it. But then it says v'shachar oisel lefanav. He shechted in front of himself.
Lefanav.
Exactly.
Two people are involved here.
One would so suspect, and that's what Shmuel is saying. That this v'shachar is someone who's an unidentified individual, a yid of Klal Yisrael, who could be a kohen, a levi, or Yisrael. Anybody, whether it could even be an isha, we're going to speak about on the Amud Beis. But anybody, any man could go and check according to Shmuel, because it's a Bishachat, and Lefonav means in front of Elazar. So Elazar had to be the Mashkiach. He had to be standing there, he had to make sure it was all done properly, so afterwards he can go and give his stamp of approval. But not that he shechted it. So therefore Shmuel says the pasuk is much more mashma like me, that anybody could check, as opposed to you, as Zor Shechid Elazar Raya. But Rav says, I respectfully disagree. Bishachat is referring to Elazar. How do I know? Because that's the sense of the pasuk until the end, until Oisah Lefanav, right? The Satam Oisah, give it to Elazar. He takes Oisah Oisah Michos Lamachne. Bishachat Oisah, if you leave out the word Lefanav, Bishachat Oisah means Elazar goes and shechs. Yeah, but you have the word Lefanav, he can't ignore that. Says Rav, of course I'm not ignoring it. But Rav Shlo Yisir, Datoy Mimena, that Lefanav comes to tell you that the Koyin, meaning Elazar who's doing the Shechita, he has to be totally consumed and focused on the Inyan of Paraduma for the next while. We're going to talk about how long, but then Shli Yasich Dat, it means that he has to be focused and concentrate every single moment. There's no, he can't be spaced out, he can't start thinking about something else.
How could he not? I mean, this is one of the most valuable moments in terms of money. How could he? I mean, it's like cutting an expensive diamond. You're not going to check your cell phone while you're doing it.
That's true.
I mean, what's the harm? You see, Hadas, Hesach Hadas is always a problem with Kachim.
Okay, what the Gemara is telling us is there's a special, special din of Shmira that Elazar at all times has to focus his eyes all on, and his heart and his mind all on this Paraduma, Sai in the time of Shechita, and we'll see in a moment at other times of the Paraduma process as well. Shmuel, doesn't he agree with Rav that this is a paraduma, this is so holy that he has to make sure to constantly focus his attention every single moment? Says Shmuel, yes, I agree. But that's number five. The Sarif is a Par Le'enov. We're going and burning now the Paraduma Le'enov, meaning to the eyes of Elazar HaKoyen. Ah, so what's this Le'enov? He has to look and he has to watch and he has to be there, he has to be Taka with full time Hashkocha. This is not a Yoitz of Nichnas, this is a Mashkiach Tmidi. At the time of the Sarif is a Par, he's got to focus his attention. And therefore says Shmuel, so I have another Pasik for that. I don't need the Pasik by the Shechita, I have a Pasik at the time of the Sarif. Rav says, I agree with Shmuel, and we need two psukim, chad b'shchita, v'chad b'sreifa, that each one of those two times Elazar HaKohen has to be totally, only focused exclusively on the inner part of the utzricha. Why do I have to have two? Because rachmana b'shchita misham d'tzchila savoidi. That's the beginning of the whole process. Before you shecht it, then there's nothing to talk about. So since that's tzchila savoida, Hindi Mukharam Zuma and Rabbi Yishloim, I want this to be with the Kedusha, the Tahara, with the Gansa Shmir. Avos Reifa, that's later on in the process, same along. Tricha. Because Rahman Misraif Mishim Dahash the Hud Miskashra Bar. The whole union of the Kashris of the Paraduma is not so much for the Shechita. The Iker is, I want to go and burn the Paraduma, take the Afer, mix it with water. And so therefore, now we're really getting into the nitty gritty of the Paraduma. Now it's being burned. Oh, now you gotta go and focus on it. Now the Shechita is almost like a preparatory Hachana stage. I have to get to the stage where the Paraduma is no longer alive, and now I can go and burn it. Okay, but the Shechita really only prepares us for the Sreifa later on. That's why you have to have two separate Sreifas. Fine. It sounds like only at the time of Shechita, and only at the time of Sreifa, but what about throughout the whole process? Does Elazar HaKohen have to focus the whole time on that? Maybe he can just assume that everybody that's working with it knows what they're doing, and so therefore in the middle, if somebody asks the Mishayla, wants to go and show him Amara on Hilchas Nida, or asks the Mishayla Hilchas Shabbos, maybe he's allowed to respond.
The Goyim is a Kohen. That's really, really a Kohen, you know. Why would you interrupt him? Go to Ruff for Nida or Shabbos?
Yeah, Elazar was a big Talmud Chacham, and they asked him other Shaylas too. Where does it come to exclude? It says in the pasuk, Osaf ish tohoir eis efer ha-poro. You have to go and collect the efer. And you put that efer, you mix it with the water inside a kli for purposes of now going and spritzing on an individual. Maybe at that time you don't need to have that level of shmira. Says Imor, no, that's not right. Going on to the top of the Amud Beis, lemishmeres lemeinidrksit. That pasuk says, look at number one, the osaf ish tohar eis efer hapara. Liniach mechus lamach mokem toy. Voice of Das Benisa lemishmeres lemeinidr. Oh, so this asifa and mixing with the water, this is the mishmeres. Mishmeres means you need shmira. Like the top Rashi says, Mashu Ditzrichi Shimur Achi Yazim Ehen. So if that's the case, how can you say we're coming to exclude that Befeish HaPasi Yidid Shmir? El Lamut Yashlochas Eitz Erez Ve'ez V'Shnita Loas Lav Uva the Paran Nino. Oh, what we started off today's Gemara, that one of the three Lashon Shel Zahiris, the Shnita Loas by the Paraduma, that somebody has to go and tie it up and throw it into the fire. That's also an important ingredient. Kodesh Baruch Hu requires it. But it doesn't rise to the level that you have to have that careful degree of Hesach Hadash, Shmira, Halacha. Therefore, even if the Elazar wasn't focusing attention at that particular moment, that's still fine. It's not the same. It doesn't rise to the level of the Shechita or the Sreifa and the Asifa Sa'efer, etc. Good. So we have a machloket between Rav and Shmuel. Can a parah be geshachtem by a zar or not? Itmar shchitas parah bizar. Reb Ami Omar Ksheira. Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Omar Psula. It's a machloket whether zar can go and shecht the parah aduma. Ul Omar Ksheira. the Amrila Psula. In fact, Ula also expressed his opinion, but there is a machloikis in the Gemara. What was Ula's opinion? Did he hold that Shchitas Para Bizar is kosher, or Shchitas Para Bizar is possible? Masa Rishu Bar Abba is Yudar Abba. So Rishu Bar Abba wants to bring a raya now from the following Braisa to Rav, and against Shmuel, and against all those others that disagreed with Rav Legabi the Para Aduma. Remember, Rav was the one that said that Shchitas Para Aduma Ayidei Zor is possible, because it says Elozar Bechuk. Okay, so what's the raya to Rav? Eili El Hazoras Meimeha She'en Ksherim Be'isha Ki'be'ish. When it comes to the din of azuas hamayim, meaning the spritzing of the paraduma water, that's clear cut. Ein ksheira beisha. Now, how do I know it's not kosher beisha? Because it says in the pasuk, v'lokach eizoyv v'tovel b'mayim ish tohar. V'lokach eizoyv v'tovel b'mayim ish tohar. And then it says v'hiza ala odam v'ala kelim, etc. Oh, so since it says ish, I know for sure the Gabi that has Zoas Hamayim, it has to be done through an ish and not through an ish. That's crystal clear. And then besides that, the Ink Shem El B'yoy. I know that Hazor on a person, if you want that a person should become Tohoyer, it's got to be during the day. How do I know? Because it says in the Pasuk, Hu Yischata Boy, Bayoim HaShlishi, U Bayoim HaShvi. It says Bayoim, it's got to be by day. So that Hazor, there's no shayla about it. Ink Shem Be'isha. How do I know? Not the gabi the din of ish v'isha, but the gabi the din of yoim. Minayin le rabbi shchitosa v'kabolas doma v'azuas doma usrei fosa v'ashlochas eitzere v'edush nitoloas, that has to be done during the day davko. Says Yimora tamaloyimar toira. Pushtei Torah, Zos Chukas HaTorah. So it's Torah Achas. It all has the same din, just like the Hazor Samayim has to be done by Yoim, the Shchita and the Kabbalah Stam and all the rest, all has to be done by Yoim. As far as the halacha of Ish V'Isha, our Gemara doesn't address at this point. We will get back to it shortly. But Rashi already tells us that it's got to be done through an Ish and not through an Isha. And the Raya is not because it says the word Ish, but rather because by each stage it says either Elazar or it uses the word Kohen, and so therefore if it's Elazar or Kohen, by definition not an Isha. But how do I know that the Halach is Dafka B'Yoyim? For that I have the Torah of Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. Okay. How do I know that those two L'Choyra also require Yoyim? Because it's all Torah. No, it says Zois. Zois Chukas HaTorah. And therefore, only the forementioned require Bibayoim, but Asifas Afra, meaning by the Kiddush, that could even be done at night. Frank Timora, Umar Rois, the Rabbi says, Elo Hoitzias Elo, Achshriba Kosav Umiyat. After all, I have a Reboy of Torah that says, all of them have the same din, just like the Hazoas Amayim. During the day, and then I have this miyat. Zoi says, "No, only the aforementioned, but not these." How do I go and split it up that way? Amris, Hari Anu LeMaiden, Kulam Mehazoas Meimer. Let's go back to Hazoas Mayim, which we started off this price. Ainly Hazoas Meimer, Shein Kshen BeIsha KeBeIsha, Main Kshen Mel BeYoyim. So Mahazoas Meimer, Ainly Kshen BeIsha KeBeIsha. Taka, it's not kosher with an isha because it says in the pasuk, like we just said, V'Lokach Eizoy V'Tova B'Mayim Ish Tohar. It's got to be an ish Tohar. Main Kshen Mel BeYoyim. It has to be Dafka during the day because it says in the pasuk, Who Yischat the boy. The reason is, like Rashi said, because it says either Elozer or Koyin, and therefore it would make sense to say it's like a mamatzino. We find by Zoas Mayim that there, you cannot do it with an Isha and you cannot do it Belayla. It's got to be Dafka B'yoyim. Okay, so all of these Shchitasa, Kabbalah, Zadamba, and all the rest, just like we find there too, it cannot be an Isha, it's got to be an Ish. So the same thing applies, it's got to be B'yoyim. There it doesn't say anything about Dafka being a Kohen And Elazar, Kesev Asat Ish Tar. Tar. Anybody that's Tar. Therefore, Hashem Beish is kosher. Kibish is Ksherim Nami Beyoim Ubalayla. Therefore, it's also kosher, side during the day and at night.
He uses the language, though, of Ish and uses the male verbs. Why, for Asaf and such, and Kiddush?
Good question. When it comes to these types of drushes, we can only rely on what it says in the Gemara. We don't know why for this purpose we dash in this word or that word. That's the Kabbalah and the Masoyah that Chazal had. But now the question is, we finished the Braisa, and notice throughout this word, the whole Braisa, the word Zar wasn't mentioned once. We only mentioned Halacha of Yoim of Balayla, we mentioned about Ish and Isha, we went through numerous aspects of the Parah Aduma process, but the word Zar wasn't mentioned. And we started off this Braisa, Mosem Mishu Bar Abba L'Sivir L'Rab, we want to bring a riot to Rab. Ask Akasha on Shemuel, that it's mash from this Braisa somehow or somewhere, that Parah Aduma Shechita B'Zar is possible. Like Rav learned, not like Shemuel. So, Frank Yomara, behind my Tiyufta, what's the riot? What's the Kasha? It's the Kashan Shmur. Ilema mid Basulam be Isha, Psulam Nam Bizar. You're gonna go and say logically, if an Isha is disqualified, a Zar is disqualified. And we said that one of the things that an Isha is disqualified, how did the list begin? Shchitasa, right? Afani Ovi Shchitasa, the Kabbalah's Tama. And we said that Shchita is only kosher the Ish and not the Isha. So if an Isha is disqualified, probably a Zar is also disqualified. And therefore that's your kasha that you're asking on Shmur. For 1 second. Hazos menel tichiach, shepsulim be'isha, ukshayim bizar. When it comes to the din of Azos Mayim, that's Taka Pasul Beisha, Maskim, because Taka the Pasuk says, V'tovu b'mayim ish tohar ish v'lo isha, Maskim. However, it doesn't say that it has to be Dafka through a coin. It just says, V'tovu b'mayim ish tohar. Ish tohar is anybody, even a Zohar is kosher. So you see that the fact that something can be Pasul Beisha doesn't mean that it's Pasul Bizar. That being the case, Hadra Kush Leduchta, what's the kasha on Shmuel? Om Rabbi, Haina Tiyufte. I'll tell you what the kasha is. Isha Maitaima, what's the reason why an Isha is disqualified from Shechita? So we said already in that whole laundry list that we started off with the Shechita and the Kabbalah's Dam and the Azoah's Dam, the Sreifasa and the Shlachas Eitzeres, that either it says the word Elazar or it says the word Kohen. Oh. So what's the reason why by Shechita? My time, because Elazar v'la Isha, because it says Elazar. Elazar was a man, and Isha is not a man, so that's why she's disqualified. And if that's the case, Zarnami Elazar. So then say the same thing, that Zarnami Elazar v'la Izar. And therefore, that's the kasha that the Gemara has on Shmuel, and that's the Raya to Rav. And with that, we've concluded that discussion. So you could put down 2 dots over here, because we're going to start something new. Now, before we continue, I had expected Barry to ask this question already 15 minutes ago. I'm a little disappointed, but maybe that's a question he wants to ask now, and I'm cutting him off. And what's that question? That the Gemara has a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, not only the Gabi Parah Aduma, but also the Gabi the Par of Yom Kippur, where according to one man, the Yama, even a Zar can do the Shechita of the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Don't we have a rule?
The Kohen Gadol is supposed to do all the avoda on Yom Kippur.
Is it avoda?
He does everything, right?
Yeah, but we don't consider this part of the avoda.
It's an avoda mefadal the korban. It's a blood. It's one of the 4 essential avodas.
Right, it's
a machshir, but you know what? It's an avoda. Ki mefadal the korban with this. That's yes.
Okay, so everybody said, if you'd all be so kind and so gracious, please go back to Lamed Beis Omid Beis, Lamed Beis Omid Beis, and you get to the very final line, Kol Avodos Yom Kippurim, Ein Kshedos Ela Boy. All Avodos Yom Kippur have to be done through the Kohen Gadol. The brother Shai says, that's not a Raya, because that's not a real Avoda. You have a point, you have a point. But you'll remember, how did the Gemara get into that? The Gemara was talking about the fact that the Kohen Gadol only does 51% of the Shechita, Kartzai, it doesn't say Shchotai, Kartzai. The Gemara says, why does it say the word Kartzai? to go and tell you that the Kohen Gadol started it off, but Meirak and Ishach, somebody else came quickly and finished off the other 49%. And one had a discussion over there. Is the Meirak absolutely essential or not? Because if it's absolutely essential, right tomorrow, the Gemara apparently felt for these purposes it is considered to be an avoda, and therefore the Kohen Gadol has to do it. And the Gemara had to go and tell us, in fact, you're right, the marika of that second individual was not absolutely essential. The only reason why we did it, said Rashi, was because
Kabbalah is impossible if he's doing the
that's the reason why he couldn't complete the Shrita. But why do we have to have a Ish Merak completing the Shrita? So Rashi said on the third line at the top of Lamed Yim Lamed Aleph, a mitzvah l'marik edel hoitzias adam yofa. We want to get as much as blood coming out, and it should come out and spurt out easily and nicely. If you're just going to do 51%, it's going to be hard for the arteries to go and release the blood because half of it is still covered over. See, you got to do a full shchita. But for that Gemara was mashma that shchita in fact is a required avoda, and it has to be done required avoda in the sense that it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So how do we have a machlokes in our Gemara? So before you turn back, it's not my kasha, it's Tosis kasha on Lamed Beis Amid Beis. If you look at the Tosis in the last Tosis in Kain Havila Avoda Biacher, skip to about halfway down the Tosis, or about 6-7 lines, the Im Toima. You're asking a kasha about an avoda with somebody else. A perik torah pekalfi ikaman de machshir afilu shchitas pari bizar. We do allow for shchitas pari, and you're telling me here on the bottom of the omud, kol avoda to be kohen gadol boy, it's got to be done by the kohen gadol himself. Afilu man de poysel and a davka paroi the yosef chayv esayim the kohen le'ar b'chuka avu tamed le'shach the chayv esayim mekipurim le'kohen le'ar b'chuka b'shchita kim nulav avoidi, like you're saying. And was that Gemara is not referring at yet. We haven't gotten yet to the Shechita Sapar and the Shechita Sasor. We're only dealing with the Shechita Satamid, and we're saying about the Shechita Satamid, it's got to be done by the Kohen Gadol. What do you mean? We just had now a Daf Mem base. Ikaman the Machsha fill a Shechita's Poroi. Even if it's the Par, which is such an essential part of the Avodah Yom Kippurim, we said that a Zor can do it according to Rav. Rav only requires by Poro Aduma that it be not the Zor. But a Poroi, Rav holds his kosher. That's a Hashver Kash. The Yesh Loimar, the Mikol Mokim Pasol Nidra Bonon. When he says in the Mark, that's a rabbinical Isser. Mina Toyer Rav says even a Zor can go and check. That kol avoidus yom kippur, that's midrabanan. Oh, it's midrabanan. So therefore, alakash is invented. Ein achanami min atoira. It's a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel whether paroi has to be dafke through the kohen gadol or even through a zor. But even Rav would agree that midrabanan kol avoidus yom kippur men ksheiris ela bayit. What's an afkin is deraisa rabbanan? Of course, whether it's ma'akiv or not, if it's deraisa, derech kol is ma'akiv. Rabbanan. So good to zav. Finishes.
We end up with those 2 points why the paro, why the paraduma is puzzled bizarre by Isha. I mean, it's puzzled bizarre because it says Huka
and
Rebelezer
coin.
Right.
So therefore, but the other avodas of the paraduma, does it not? Isn't that
Elazar
and Kuka go on those as well?
Does it go on those?
We're trying to say, maybe just review what the
Kuka was. The Kasha from this Braisa was that the Braisa told us about Shechita. The focus of our Machloikis Rav and Shmuel is Shechita's Paraduma, is it kosher bazaar? Is it not kosher bazaar? Rav was very emphatic and said it's not kosher bazaar. According to Shmuel, he said it is kosher bazaar. Now the reason for the machloikis, you're right, has to do with how you darshan the word b'shochet oisel afanav. Does it mean Elazar was the one that did the shchita? And since it says choik chuka, must be that it's Elazar b'chuka. That's how Rav learned. Well, Shmuel said no. Somebody else checked the bazaar and he was just watching. What does Rav do with that? Rav says that he was shechting and he was watching at the same time because he has to be totally focused. Shouldn't be mesiach.
He's shechting. I hope he's watching.
So that was on the Amud Aleph. Now we're focusing on this Braisa, and this Braisa doesn't refer at all to the Elazar B'chukah, because the Gemara knows that you can darshan it both ways, Rav and Shmuel, so that's not going to be a clear-cut raya one way or the other. But what we do find from the Braisa is that it starts off and says about Shechita, that number one, it's Osir B'isha, as well as it's Osir B'layla. It's got to be Dafka during the day and Dafka through an Isha. So Gemara said, okay, that's great, that's wonderful. But how do you know from this Braisa that you cannot use a Zohar, that it has to Dafka be a Koye? And the Gemara went back and forth, and the Gemara concluded the Raya is because how do I know that an Isha is not kosher for Shechita of the Paraduma? Because it says in the Pasuk, Elazar. Forgetting about the word Chukah, it says Elazar. Ah, just like Elazar, V'lo Isha, Elazar, V'lo Zohar. And therefore, a Zohar is possible. Ah, it's possible. It's a Raya to Rav, a Kasha and Shmuel. And that's how the Gemara concludes that this price is
the Raya. We use that same Elazar to say that he didn't use that to exclude all those other avodas that the man does. Mm-hmm. He can do all the other parts of the avoda. So we think we'd use that same exclusion.
Rashi doesn't use the word the chukah. Rashi just says, if you want to take a quick look at the Rashi is starting on the fourth line from the top of the Amud. It's a long headline.
Yes.
How do you know the only kosher b'yoyim? For that I don't need the zois toiras to be marba the din of yoyim. The kuluk zibu, it says either Elazar or Koyin. So by definition, I know it cannot be an Isha, because an Isha cannot be an Elazar, it can't be a Koyin. So, but Rashi doesn't use the word chukah. It could be that Rashi is relying on our knowledge from the Omer Aleph, that you have to throw in the word chukah as well. Elazar v'chukah, it's got to be dafka that way. But Rashi doesn't mention it. So therefore, the Gemara says, I see from this braisa, Elazar v'loy Isha, sits Elazar v'loy Zar. And that's how the Gemara ends that this price of the Chayit is a Shtaka Raya to Rav, and it's a Kasha on Shmuel. And now we start.
I love this Gemara ends Elazar v'lo Zar.
Good. Now we start a new shtickle. Zok the Gemara Omar Ula. Now, from this Omar Ula, we're going to have the Mitzvah to the bottom of the Omid days, the bottom of today's Omid, and throughout the Gemara Mitzvah and tomorrow's Omid Aleph into the Omid days of tomorrow, where Ula is going to do a posik by posik analysis of the beginning of Parshas Chukas, that's the Parsha Paraduma, and as you go through the Psukim, you'll find that many of the Psukim are beautifully consistent with one another in Halacha, in terms of the flow of the Psukim, and occasionally you'll find that, in fact, one Pasuk immediately interrupts the thought process of the previous Pasuk, and says, no, you're right, the previous Pasuk was X, but the next Pasuk is Y, and the next Pasuk is Z. And therefore the Gemara calls that Amma'ula Kola Parsha Kula, the entire parsha of Chukas, meaning the beginning that deals with Paraduma, Mashma Moitzi Miyad Mashma, Mashma Menela. Sometimes the Mashmois will be Moitzi from the previous Mashmois of the prior Pasuk. Pasuk Gimel says X, and then Pasuk Dalit says Y. It's Moitzi Miyad Mashma. In other words, immediately on the surface says, yeah, what you learned in the previous Pasuk was good for there, but it's not good for this Pasuk. And other Psukim Mashma Mele, yeah, if you said that in the previous Pasuk, then probably it just flows naturally into the next Pasuk. Just to give you the thought, how does this work? Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Kala Parsha Kula. It's about two or three lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. Zuk Rashi Kala Parsha Kula. Shel Parah. The psukim, one avoida after the other. You have the shechita, and then you have to do the asifa se'efer, and then you, or you have to do the sreif and the asifa se'efer, and then add it to the water. So you have all the avoida sedur zuachesu. Mashma moitzi miyad mashma, mashma meila. When you're going to carefully be medactic, in other words, you're going to review every one of the psukim, Ein chayochel lahashvois shitas haparsha b'shavah. You cannot easily go and conclude that all of the psukim go with the same train of thought, that they're all consistent. Shiu kol mikra yisera shavim ze'em ze'em. That they're all equal and they all work together. El yesh behem shemashma mikra ze'em moitzi mechlal mashma. What does that mean? Mechlal mashma mikra shilafonav. That occasionally you're going to go and find that a new pasuk is going to be motzi, it's going to exclude what we just said in the pasuk previously. The mashe pasul zeh in the previous pasuk said, no good, pasul, hikshe zeh. Oy mashe hikshe zeh, pasul zeh. So that's the motzi miyad, in other words, that the next pasuk immediately goes and says, yeah, that was good for what we spoke about until now, but now we're talking about something new. V'yesh bo mikrois mashmois, shemiskaimin memeila mashmousoi. Many times you're going to find just the opposite, that the psukim do run one nicely into the other. So from here, says Rashi, Ulu's going to go through each one of the psukim slowly but surely, and going to tell us what do we learn, and then he's going to tell us the next pasuk, and then we're going to have to go to determine whether it's moitzi miyad or not. You don't have to pull out a chumash, but if you want, you can.
Easier so
I have no problem. I'm sure you can take out 12 kumash.
If you translate it to English, so you're saying some of the senses are secutor, and then sometimes they're non secutor.
Beautiful. Very nice. That's not English, that's Latin, but yes, you explained it very, very beautifully. Shkoyach. Says Oktimar Amu Ula Kalaparsha Kula Mashma Moitzimiyad Mashma Umashma Memelo. So we go to the first passage. Unesatim Oisa El Michut El Elozer Akoin Voitzi Oisa El Michut Lamach and Meshachar Ois Lefanav. That's number three on the side of our Gemara, even though it says here two, but that's a mistake. So ask for a refund. Says Imar. Unesatim Oisa El Elozer Akoin Ois Lelozer Veloy Ledoides Lelozer. Only the first Pora Duma did Elozer HaKoyin have to be in charge, and Elozer was the Skan Koyin Gol. But future generations, you don't need Elozer. So if you don't need Elozer, what do you need? Machloikis. Ikri Amri Ledoyis B'Koyin Gol, then in fact, for future generations, you needed an upgrade. You couldn't use the Skan Koyin Gol, you needed a Koyin Gol himself. Ikri Amri, the other was around. The Doris Koyin Adjit, the future generations, if you had a downgrade, you didn't need the Skan Koyin Gadol, any Koyin Adjit.
Why didn't they simply say the Skan? I mean, it's strange, either went upgrade or downgrade, why don't you simply stay at the same level?
That's the Drush. Resatim Oiso El Elozer Koyin. This particular one in Parshas Chukas, Zois Chukas HaTorah, this one, this guy, this Paraduma has to be given to Elozer. But the next Paraduma, in the next generation, you can give either to the Koyin Gadol or to any Koyin Adjit. In other words, to go and say that the Torah is telling us you don't need the Skan each and every time, only the first time, so then normally how would I say, oh, I don't require the Skan, so I can take any Kohen. The Skan means the assistant or the deputy Kohen Gadol. That I understand. How do I know that I get an upgrade? That is difficult to understand. If it was good in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu the Skan, why in future generations do I need a Kohen Gadol? Says you want a Gamra Chukah Chukah Miyom Kippurim. Oh, that's a Chukah Chukah that we had on the Amud Aleph a number of times. That what? That by the case of the Kohen of the Paradum it says, so it's Chukas HaTorah, which refers to the word Chayk. And on Yom Kippur we all had Chukas Oilam Doyas Eichem. What was the Lashon of the Pasuk that we had back on the Amud Aleph? Voice Zois Lacham Lachukas Oilam Lachaper Al Bnei Yisrael Mikol Chatoisam Achas Ba'ashon. On Yom Kippur we ask Hashem V'Hashem Es Moshe. So what's Halacha on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur you have to have the Kohen Gadol. So now Chukah Chukah, every future Paraduma has to have the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so that's the first rush. Now let's continue on in the same pasuk. Unesatim Oisa El Elozer HaKohen. We just darshan the Oisa. Now we're going to go and darshan V'Hoitzi Oisa El Michutz LaMachne. What do we learn from that Oisa? Shlo Yoitzi Acheres Ima. When you're taking the Paraduma and giving it to the Skan, to Elozer HaKohen, and Elozer HaKohen is now, he's taking the Chutz LaMachne, taking it out of the environs of the Beis HaMikdash, taking it now across the street to the Har HaMishka, to Har HaZeisim. Make sure that it goes on its own. Don't have a buddy going along with it.
Another cow or another
Kidanan. What happened? The parah says, I'm not in the mood. I don't want to go today. We'll do it tomorrow. I am not moving. You can stand on your head. I am a stubborn behemoth. Okay. I'm not moving. Holy cow. Ein moitzin im ha-shchoyre. Don't take along a black cow with it. Shlo yoymu shchoyre shchotu. Ein moitzin im ha-aduma. Shlo yoymu shtayim shchotu. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk is telling the Oisa, it's got to go on its own. Don't allow it to have a companion, a black cow. Don't allow it to go even with another red cow. Why can't they take a black cow? Because not everybody in Klal Yisrael is going to go and see the Shechita. The mass is probably where they heard about the Paraduma. It's been in the papers for now for weeks. And Amir Tishem on Sunday morning, everybody get together in the Paraduma, and everybody's going to go and say, what are they going to say? Holy...
Holy cow!
Beautiful ramp.
A beautiful ramp.
Every year. Remember the one coin Gadol made it every year.
Yeah. So says the Gemara. Holy cow! Everybody wants to see the Paraduma, but that's at the outset. If they're going to take
Paradumas, they have how many? They have
six or eight. But getting back to our Gemara now.
He made a ramp. Remember, he had one coin Gadol. He made a
ramp when there was only six or eight.
No, but he always did it because he wanted to aggrandize his regime and say, see, I'm waiting for the Paraduma, so and the ramp's already built, you know.
Exactly, we're all ready.
It's like buying the baby carriage when you want a child. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
they were ramping up for that major moment to where they're going to go.
I'm just trying to entertain. There could be two. I mean, there's so few. History
doesn't necessarily mean that it actually happened, but this is not look.
Paradigma or coin?
Paradigma.
Anyway,
they wanted to bring this so that they'd encourage the one part, the main paradigma to go along with it.
Yeah, she would allay his suspicions.
Like, how you say Parah writes a lot, says, why didn't the Parah want to go?
He knows what's going to happen.
The Parah was stubborn.
He wanted company,
exactly.
Actually, talking about this?
We're actually talking about it. The Parah did not want to move. Don't send along a black one. Don't send along a red one. If you send a black one, people are going to go and say, you know what? Maybe they made a mistake. They shechted the black one. They're going to leave the red one for another occasion. Because after all, paraduma is so rare. Let's go and shech the shech. Nobody will know the difference. Don't take along another paraduma. They shouldn't say that you shechted two of them. What's wrong with shechting two of them? So, Mietz Hashem, we're going to see in the Gemara, in the Amud Aleph, that if you shecht two at the same time, that's considered to be a malacha. And you're not allowed to go and do a malacha at the same time that you're being osek in the paraduma. If you look at the Rashi, the first of the very wide lines down below, Sheyoyimru Shtayim Shchatu, three lines from the bottom of the Amud, says Rashi, V'kaimalan, Shekol Malachis Anasis Ima, anytime that you're doing another malach at the same time, poisless oisa. Kidinan, Mishnah Mesechus Parah. Kala oisig v'parah metchila v'atzoif, poislan oisa v'malacha. Anything else that is involved in the Asik at the time of the Paraduma, if you're not exclusively doing Paraduma work, Chas v'sholem, it could passel the paradum, like it says v'kam nami amrinan, like we learn mitzvah miyom and aleph v'shachar oisah shlo yishchot acheres imar. For instance, with a very large, long sakin, even if this is a shoychet who's very experienced and with minimal effort he's doing both together, the fact that he's doing a second at the same time, that is a psul a passel, and that's what the oisah comes to tell us.
This hesachadas is not possible. I mean, the whole question of you might have Heschadas, if you have all these malos with Paraduma, how can you even entertain the idea that Heschadas would not be a psul?
I see you're not going to be Messiachadas when that Heschadas is
a I'm not kidding.
He has ADD and it's very easy.
Don't use it. Use a cone.
Anyway, couldn't he use a bullhorn?
Very good.
Not for the Shita.
Anyway, bottom line is, let the Paraduma go on its own. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Oimer, Loimer Hashem Uzeh. That's not the reason. El Mishum Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Oisa, Levada, on its own, by itself. Frank Dimara, how is Rabbi arguing with the Tanakhama? Tanakhama also said, Voitzi oisa, shlo yoitzi acheres ima. Kid it not, like it says in the Mishnah, Lehoisa par roitzel, says, don't take another one because it says oisa. Says Rabbi, that's not the reason. Come on, give me a break. Because it says oisa. Rabbi, were you listening? The Tanakhama also says it says oisa.
Yes, it does.
The Tanakhama oksim oisa, shteta also oisa. But you haven't had a sachadas. The Tanakhama oksim oisa, shteta oisa. So what? Look to my man Tanakama. Tanakama is Reb Shimoni. Who's Reb Shimoni? This is one of your favorites, Barry.
Yes.
Who's Reb Shimoni? The Dorish Taima Dikra. Whenever you have a pasuk, Reb Shimoni says, I'm going to tell you the underlying reason. I'm not going to just look at the pasuk blank or blankly, but I'm going to give you the reason. You have this Reb Shimoni a number of times in Shas. What's the Makoy of Reb Shimoni? So Rashi says in the bottom, it's talking about Alocha Legabi and Almona. That it says in the pasuk, "Loisach boil beg of almana." You're not supposed to go and take a mashkin from an almana. What's the reason why you can't go and take a mashkin from an almana? Because if the almana happens to be poor, then each day and each night he's going to have to come to the almana and give back her day clothes for the day or her night clothes for the night. A very poor person. She only had one set of pajamas, one dress. So every single night, if he took as the mashkin, he took as the collateral the pajamas, he's going to have to return that at night. In the morning, he's going to have to return the dress if he took that as a mashkin. The point is, says Reb Shimon, this only applies to an almana who's poor. If an almana happens to be wealthy, no problem, then you can go and take a mashkin. Why? What's the reason? Manishtana, says Rashi, the reason is because the Torah doesn't want Chas V'Shalom that there should be a shemra. That people are going to go and say, how come Yankel keeps on visiting this poor almana
every single night,
always at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, always comes by for a few minutes, or comes by every single morning? There's something suspicious. And for those of you that were listening to the laning yesterday, you know there was a big, big parsha of Soita that we're going to have a hope of. Well, we're not going to have a Soita over here because there's no husband to go and warn her, Kina Metzira. But you get the idea that people can become suspicious. Says Reb Shimon, since that's the whole reason for Lisach Bekin Almana, if she happens to be a wealthy Almana, you'll have to take a mashkin. So therefore, that's the reason why he's saying that what it says in the Pasuk, Oisa, don't do the black one because people say it's the black one that he shechted. Don't do the red one, people say he shechted both at the same time, etc. Pray tomorrow, beautiful. But my benai was enough. Give me the bottom line. It says Oisa, Iki benayu. The apik chamor bahada. What happens if this is a very stubborn para, but once we bring along a chamor, okay, try, I'll take my chavrus, I'll take my chamor along, no problem. So what's the nafchimina? Says the Tap Rashi. Tanakama short. The leka shema yoimru. They're not going to go and say shoimru. Maybe we shechted the chamor. No, everybody knows you can't shech the chamor. You're going to go and shech the para. So that's off the table. However, according to Re, you still have a problem. According to Rebbe, because Rebbe said it's got to be Oisolabado. Therefore, that's the reason why there's an afkimina between the Tanakam, which is Reb Shimon, and Rebbe. Finally, the Shachar Oisa, I'm just continuing this because it's the same first pasuk that we had. We had an Asatim Oisa, who was drasha number one, Dafka to Elazar, and in future generations, it doesn't have to be the Skan. It either has to be another Kohen or the Kohen Gadol. V'hoitzi Oisa is what we just learned now. Don't allow another Parah to go out together with this Parah. And then we have the Shachar Oisa, Lefana, the Shachar Oisa, Shlo Yishchet Acheres Ima. Like we just said now, don't go and shecht another at the same time, because that would be a problem of a melacha of shechting both simultaneously, and that would possibly parah duma. And then the pasuk ends off b'shachar oisa lefanav, ends off on a wonderful note for Barry's purposes. The Rav comes to tell us shlo yasiach dat b'mena, Eloz is the one that's shechting, but he has to be focused every single second. Even a zar can go and shecht, but make sure that Eloz is watching. Because it's got to be lefan up.
So actually, Rashi quotes that now. That last those last few words on Chumash.
Beautiful. So here's where we end the first pasuk for our purposes. And tomorrow, Ud is going to continue telling about each pasuk. Sometimes they're going to be moitzniyan mashma, and sometimes mashma meila. Have a wonderful day. Brocha bat brocha. Good morning to everybody.